Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
Welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm feeling good today. How about you? Today is a new day, a new life, a new way, and I'm feeling good. That was Jennifer Hudson from her new Weight Watchers commercial that has inspired Harvest Girls International, who is the host of this portion of Transformation Begins With You. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls with the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. We are inspired today, Harvest Girls International, and I, your host, Chris Meadows, am inspired by Jennifer Hudson because we have joined forces with Weight Watchers. Yes, we have joined with Weight Watchers. We are in partnership with them on a 90-day empowerment journey. And I just have to tell you how awesome it has been. We're on our third week. And in our third week, we have lost over 41 pounds with the 90-day empowerment team. We are moving. We are feeling good. We're looking good. I am excited. I'm part of the journey. And we're just excited to be able to celebrate ourselves and not what we used to be, but what we're going to be. So I just want to talk to you today and welcome you to the show. Just wanted to talk to you today about push, P-U-S-H, push. And we've heard that so many different ways. We've heard about pray, push, the acronym for push, pray until something happens. And we've done that. We pray. Now it's time for something to happen. And so we're excited about celebrating a new day, a new life, and feeling good because we're pushing our way into our destiny. And I want to talk to you today about just making that push in your life. You know, there's so many things in your life that sometimes will have you procrastinate in getting started or getting going, but you sometimes have to push yourself. And some people don't know how to just get on the road of pushing themselves into their greatness. And the word push means, if you look it up, it means to apply pressure against something for the purpose of moving it. To apply pressure. So sometimes we have to apply pressure to those things in life that we want to move against, that we want to push it out of the way. We want to move it out of the way, should I say. So we have to apply pressure against it. And so what I say to you today, apply pressure. Push against procrastination. Push against depression. Push against laziness. Push yourself. Get up and do something today. Today is a fabulous day in your life. Also, the word push means to move by exerting force. Sometimes you have to exert some energy, some force. It's all inside of you. Everything you need is locked down on the inside of you, but you have to pull it up. And sometimes, yes, it does take willpower. Yes, it does take mind over matter. Yes, it does take changing your mind and making up your mind. If you make up your mind to do something and act on it, you will reap the harvest for your life. You know, the word push also means to move away from. To move away from or move ahead. Sometimes you have to push yourself to move away from those things that are holding you down. Sometimes you have to push yourself to move away from those people that are holding you back. Sometimes you have to push yourself against those frustrations and those vices that are taking you out of the realm of your greatness. You have to move away, and it takes a pushing and exerting pressure against those things in order for you to do something different and to make a change. It also means the word push, to move ahead. You have to push yourself to move out front. When a runner is running, and I'm not a runner, but I've seen it so many times on television, when a runner, when I look at the Olympics, when a runner is running, it's not until the end that you know who has really pushed the hardest to get to the front. And what a runner will do most times is a runner at the end will save that last amount of energy that they feel that they can come up with to push themselves to run as hard and as fast as they can. And it's the one that pushes the hardest wins. But I'm going to tell you something about that. You may be pushing hard and you say, I'm still not winning, but you got to train yourself. You have to train yourself for the push. Just don't get out there and push. If you start exercising without stretching, if you just start exercising without stretching and you just start pushing yourself to run or to walk, you're going to strain yourself. And then you're going to be challenged to do it again the next day, and you're not going to feel like it because you're going to be so sore. But if you stretch first, condition yourself, change yourself, and start to train yourself so that when it's time for the push is always going to be a little resistant there, but it's not going to be impossible. So I say to you today, I want to give you some things to take with you today. Number one, have enthusiasm. Be a fire setter. You have to have enthusiasm about yourself. Now, enthusiasm, you don't just wake up with it. Some people may, but I don't. Wake up with it. You have to train yourself or develop the enthusiasm in your life. And how do I get there? This is what you have to do. You have to find out who you are, and I keep saying that. And in doing that, you have to see, what does God say about me as I read my word? What do I say about myself? How do I see myself? What do I need to do to make myself feel better about me? You have to start changing some things. You have to start doing some things. And it's not all about the outside. It's about the inside as well, because they will meet somewhere in the middle, and you will become that wonderful person that God has designed you to be. So have enthusiasm. You have to develop that. And expect great things, and you'll get them. You'll get them. You reap what you sow. If you speak out of your mouth negativity, negativity is what you'll get. If you don't act on anything positive, if you don't think I can walk a mile, that's a great thing for me to walk a mile. If I don't get out there and walk it, then I'll never do it, and I'll never expect myself to do it, and I'll never face that challenge. There's something about facing your challenges and overcoming them that makes you feel good about yourself to go on to the next level and to the next thing. Don't settle for less than greatness. Don't settle for less than greatness. I know I don't. I don't settle for less than greatness. Sometimes we have to, and I know I also have to watch this. We get into the place where we get, it gets beyond greatness, should I say. We go from greatness to wanting to be perfect. And that's not where I'm talking about. I'm talking about that place in you that says, deep down in the inside, something will say to you, you can do better. You can do more. There's more in there to come out. That's greatness. That's greatness. Not trying to be perfect, but knowing that deep down in the inside, you feel that thing saying, I can do a little bit more. I can do better. I can go that extra mile. And lining that up with your thought process. Expect great things. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. And then encourage greatness in others. That is key. It is important and imperative that you build and encourage others as well. Because something happens on the inside of you when you start to encourage people, say, girl, you look good. That is so cute. You look cute. I like that purse. I like those shoes about you. Girl, you can really talk. You know you can sing. Girl, you know you can do some hair. You have to encourage. It's something on the inside of you that empowers you as you empower others. That is so key. It's when we downplay our sisters and talk about them and put them down and turn our backs on them and that kind of thing. That builds all that nastiness and negativity on the inside of us, and then it comes out in other ways than us. But if you empower someone and encourage them and build them up, it builds you up as well. Now, and the next one, move steadily. Keep moving, in other words. Keep moving. Keep it going. You know, with Harvest Girls International, I go from one event to the next. And some people say, you need to slow down. You need to. I take time for myself. I take time to make sure that I get the rest and I do what I need to do. But I don't let myself stay quiet too long. I get in a quiet spot and I revamp and I refuel and refill. But it's time now to get back out there in the grind again and get going. Keep moving. You're going to stumble, if nothing else, into your destiny. Follow the yellow brick road is what I say. And just keep moving and keep occupying yourself. Evaluate your progress. Sit back and say, what are some of the things that I've done? Okay, I've made some changes, and they're all great changes, and they're all wonderful changes. But what are some of the changes that I need to evaluate and change? So what I need to do now is to adjust to those changes. Some of them may be good, some of them may be bad, but I need to make some adjustments about some of the new things that you're doing. They might be working, they may not. So you need to adjust. Then you need to adapt. If they're good changes and you know they're good, you need to adapt to them because your body's going to kick back on you and say, ooh, I don't want to walk again. I walked a mile and a fourth on Tuesday. And now I need to walk on Thursday because I told myself I was going to walk on Thursday. Now I'm already saying, ooh, I really don't want to walk on Thursday. But guess what? I'm going to get out there and walk on Thursday, whether I want to or not, because I need to adapt. I need to adapt to those positive changes. So I need to adjust, adapt, and then I need to repeat. I need to adjust, adapt, repeat. So if they're working, you make the adjustments, the necessary adjustments, and then you adapt to them, and then you repeat them. And then this is last but not least, confidence. Confidence in your ability to reach your greatness, to push yourself into your greatness, to push yourself into your destiny. You have to have confidence. Confidence is just not born in you. It's something that you build in you. You build confidence by as you change your life, as you make positive changes, as you start to believe in what you are doing, as you start to see the progress of the things that you've made changes in, you start to build confidence about you. When you build confidence, not arrogance and all of those things, but just confidence in being okay with you, then you can push even greater to higher heights and deeper depths. You can push yourself. Push yourself and watch others come along with you. I started walking. I've got my cousins walking. I've got some of my friends walking. When I decided to go to Weight Watchers, I said, why go by myself? I need to take some ladies with me, and so that's what I did. So I'm so excited. I'm giving a shout-out to the women in the Harvest Girls International 90-Day Empowerment Journey. Give a shout-out to you. You're doing great things. And I want you all to go to the website, www.harvestgirls.web.com. Visit our website, find out what we're doing. And if you need to talk to me, just give me a call, 317-299-2166. Ladies, I have been empowered today, just empowering you. And remember, no matter what it looks like, God can turn it around. But most of all, remember, transformation begins with you. Until we meet again, I'll talk to you later. And in the meantime, push. Bye-bye now.